This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Welcome Collections, Zines Forever, DIY Publishing and Disability Justice looks at how zines have been used to share experiences of disability and disabled identity. A form of radical self-publishing, zines come in all shapes, sizes and media, from single-page handwritten mini-zines to tactile zines, exploring accessibility through braille and audio. They're doing audio-described tours of the collection, and we're joined by Adam Rose, the co-curator of the zines display, and Jake Blackavar, a visitor experience and engagement facilitator who helps organise the audio-described tours to learn more. Hi Adam and Jake, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Hey, nice to be here.
So, Adam, can you give us a brief overview of the Welcome Collection?
So, Welcome Collection is a free museum and library near Euston Station in London. So we kind of believe that everyone's experience of health matters. And through our collections, our free exhibitions and events and books and online, we kind of explore the past, present and future of health.
And for people who have not come across a zine before, what is a zine?
That's a really good question, actually. So by and large, a zine is any form of kind of DIY self-published material. It can come in all kinds of shapes and sizes and formats. The type that people might be most familiar with is sort of a A5 kind of booklet or something like that. But zines are amazingly varied. And one of the ideas that my co-curator, Dr. Lee Cooper, kind of introduces is this idea of a spectrum of zineness. So rather than kind of saying something is or isn't a zine in like a binary way, they kind of think about zines using a visualization of the autistic spectrum as a color wheel. So thinking about all of the different qualities that a zine might have. So it might be handmade, amateur, not-for-profit, have visible authorship and things like that as well. So rather than them being kind of a particular shape, it's more about the kind of ethos and the practices that go into zine making and zine making culture.
I hadn't given audio description and visual description of it. Printed on the wall facing you as you enter is a 1.5 meter wide color wheel titled in the center, the zine spectrum. It's segmented into 8 even parts that create a rainbow, whose colors go from faded and become stronger the further they are out from the center. This work is trying to give an open-ended definition to the question, what is a zine? And each segment has a different trait, such as not-for-profit, handmade, visible author, or amateur.
And zines have been used in the past as a really cheap and easy way to share all kinds of information, from protests to activism to health information. What are some of the ways they've been historically and are currently used in disability justice?
They definitely have been used very directly in kind of political organising and raising awareness, sharing information around kind of protest and things like that as well. In the display, we kind of look at this, but also at kind of some of the other ways in which they foster disability justice and activism. So one core kind of idea at the heart of a display in the exhibition is around doulering disability. So this is a phrase that was introduced by an activist called Stacey Milburn Park. And her idea was that in the same way as you have doulas for childbirth or end-of-life care, you can also have disability doulas as well. And this is sort of non-medical guides through periods of change, I guess. And in the context of disability, and we have kind of zines made by disabled people for disabled people that kind of share information both about how to navigate the world as a disabled person, but also sharing much more kind of creative expressions and experiences as well, showing that kind of lived experience and knowledge. One really lovely example of this in the display is a zine called Your Life Is Not Over by Fiona Thomas. And this is a really wonderful zine, which has a mixture of kind of chapters in it, some which are very practical about, you know, how do you go to your doctor as a disabled person and try and advocate for the care that you need. But it also has long stretches of kind of poetry and imagery that kind of articulate that experience of living as a disabled person as well.
And on that note, what are some of the ways that blind and partially sighted people can create a zine if a traditional format like you spoke about is not accessible to them? Or what are some of the creative examples you've seen for accessible zines in the collection?
Yeah, so we actually have an example of a tactile audio described zine with Braille in the exhibition that was created by Ray Lanzarotti called Embodied. So this zine was basically created in response to the idea of like, how do you make an accessible zine, particularly for like a blind or partially sighted user? So Ray kind of started with something that was purely a piece of audio description. Then they added kind of very legible images, and then they added made them tactile and raised so you can kind of touch them. And they added Braille as well. And we kind of commissioned a version of that for the display that kind of brings together all of those different layers. We also have an audio described animation called Ring of Fire Continuations by E.T. Russian. So they created a zine called Ring of Fire in the late 90s and later an anthology in the 2010s. And for the exhibition, we commissioned this animation, which is kind of a collage of their previous work along with new images, with an audio described track that they narrated for it as well.
And over to you, Jake, for the audio described tour. What will that involve for people who come along?
That's going to involve an enthusiastic tour guide talking about pretty much everything we've spoken about so far. We're quite lucky to be able to write our own scripts and give you a tour of any exhibition of all our favorite things. For an audio described tour, we'll go into detailed descriptions of the objects we're talking about and also the gallery as a whole. So I was always taught this sort of zoom in method to give people the context of what the room looks like, and then focus on the artworks or objects or zines. So we always try to involve a tactile object. So Ray Lanzarotti's Embodied is perfect for that. And I think the textile zine in there is really lovely to audio describe as well.
In the exhibition itself, pretty much all of the zines there are on open display and can be kind of handled and touched and, are designed to be kind of perused and read, I guess, at your leisure. We also have digital versions of all of the zines in the exhibition on iPads throughout the space, which can be kind of enlarged as well. There's also a bed in the space, I think, as well, which is also worth mentioning. It's sort of both a nod to the fact that a lot of disabled zine making takes place from bed, but also as a way just to kind of relax and sort of take your time in the space as well. Our zine collection is continuing to grow exponentially, but if you do have a zine, anything themed around health that you think we might be interested in, please do get in touch. You can do that at our collections development email, which is collectionsdevelopment@welcomecollection.org.
And when can people come and view the collection? And when are the audio described tours taking place?
So we're generally open 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Tuesday till Sunday, although we're open a bit later on Thursdays until 8 o'clock if that's more convenient. For the audio described tours, the next one of Zines Forever is taking place Saturday, 23rd of August at 2 o'clock. And there'll be others in the following months and audio described tours of most of our other exhibitions. You can book a free place through the Welcome Collection website, or you can phone us or email us and we'll book a ticket for you. No QR code necessary. If you book, your name will be on our list and you can join any tour. All our tours and galleries are free to visit and attend.
Well, thank you so much, Adam Rose and Jake Blackavar from the Welcome Collection, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much for having us.